Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. 23 minutes after 5 South African time on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 2nd of Ramadan, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Saturday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today we focus on Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12, and verses 8 to 11. In yesterday's lesson, we ended off wherein Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, لَقَدَ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِسَائِلِينَ. Indeed, in Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph, peace be upon him, and his brothers, there are signs for those who inquire. For those who investigate, you will find all the signs there. Now the plotting and planning and scheming starts. Now, before we start with that, we should know that the father is Yaqub alayhi salam. His honorable name is mentioned 16 times in a noble Quran. Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam's name, nami, ismigrami, mentioned 27 times in a noble Quran. So, in total, remember that they are 12 brothers. So, 10 of them are now plotting and planning. So, why 10 of them? You see, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam's father and mother, Jacob and Rachel. So Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam and Rahil. And he has one full brother, Binyamin, Benjamin. So he and Binyamin, Benjamin shared the same parents. All the others, they shared the same father. They were Ahun li Abin. They were consanguine brothers, as you will say. All that is very high words. Just say half brothers from the father's side. Their mothers were different. So these 10, yeah, now that is how they are plotting, planning, scheming. Listen to their plot and plan now. And this is what happens when you have jealousy, envy, malice, rancor, and hatred. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 8 to 11. إِذْ قَالُوا, remember, when they said, the 10 of them, La Yusufu wa akhuhu, that surely, you see the lamb there, surely, that surely Yusuf, meaning our young brother, wa akhuhu, and his full brother, Binyamin, Benjamin, ahabbu ila abina minna, is more beloved to our father, Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, than us, minna wa nahnu usba, and we ten, we're a powerful group. And we can do so many things. Now that is what happens always. The bully always thinks they can do what they want to, but they forget what to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha, that Allah gives honor to whomsoever He wishes. Allah humiliates and disgraces whoever He wishes. Today there's a Bibi and Benjamin, and how humiliated he is throughout the whole world. Inna abana lafi dhalalim mubin. Watch out how you translate here. Verily, they knew their father is a Nabi and a prophet and messenger. Indeed, our beloved father. But yeah, you can't say beloved father because they just said Abana. So verily, our father, Lafi Dalalim Mubin, he made a mistake in his judgment. He made a mistake in his verdict, you know, that is giving preference to Joseph and Benjamin, giving preference to Binyamin and Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. You don't go translate astray and all that, because then it will be kufr. How can you say your father is astray when he's a Nabi and a messenger? So you say a mistake he's making in his judgment. Inna abana lafi dhalalim mubin. Now this is the meeting. This is what they're having, their caucus. You see, like the political parties. Uqtulu Yusuf, one suggested. That kill him, murder him. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. That is what jealousy, hatred, envy does. Awitrahuhu ardai yakhululakum. Or cast him and throw him in a land, ardan ba'idah. That in some far land, yakhululakum wajhu abikum. So now either he'll be dead, Allah forbid, or either he'll be banished and father will not find him. Then what will happen? يَخْلُوا لَكُمْ وَجُوا أَبِيكُمْ. Then your honorable father's Mubarak face and blessed face will be exclusive for you. He will love you now. وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. And then after this crime of either murdering him, Allah forbid, or banishing him to some far land and distant land. وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. Then afterwards you become pious people. Like how today we think with the waswasa, whisperings of Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan, that let us meet that lady, nobody will know, and then I will make tawbah. Let me commit this fraud and this crooked deal, and then I will become a millionaire, nobody will know. Let me just take one thought or some drugs, I'll just experiment with it. Allah forbid, all this at the waswasa, the whisperings of Satan, Lucifer and Shaitan, and it is just fulfilling and massaging our own worms, fancies, desires and massaging our ego. Qala qailum minhum. The Jutlas, they are called Yahud. The Jutlas are called Yahud. So one brother's name was Yehuda. Even today it's a common name amongst them. Benjamin is common, Yehuda is common. So this brother, at least he had some common sense. You know, common sense nowadays also is not so common. So he, Yehuda, told him, no, no, no. Don't go to that length there. Do like this. I give you a nice suggestion. He's trying to convince them. It's haram, obviously, what he's suggesting, but compared to what they were trying to do, it's a less, you know, crime. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. So one person from them suggested. One of the brothers, who? Yehuda. Therefore, the Jutlas are called Yehud, according to some narrations. Sorry, maaf about that. Then we see Yahud, some people say they're going to make tawbah and repent. So all these are aqwal, a certain verdicts, interpretation. You don't kill him. La taqtulu Yusuf. Don't kill him. Don't commit homicide. وَأَلْقُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبْ. You need to understand the balagha, the beauty, the style, the rhetoric, and the glory of the noble Quran. وَأَلْقُوهُ, will take him for a picnic. And then they will throw him fi غَيَابَةِ الْجُبْ, in the bottom portion, right at the bottom, jubbi, of a well. But jub means that well, that the top portion is not cemented properly. It's like a well that is unfinished, you know, unbaked like, you know, not really finished well and so forth. So that is jub. Then what will happen? يَلْتَقِتْهُ بَعْدُ السَّيَّارَ. Some musafir and travelers will come and they will pick him up there. إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. If you really want to do something, do that. That we know how many wells are here, and we will place him in one well there. People will pass by, they want to go here and there, and then when instead of getting water, they'll pick him up for Joseph. So rather do that. So now they agreed on that. Now they're going to their father. You see, this is now the people who speak with a, you must remember, forked tongue. So these 10 brothers are speaking with a forked tongue. They're trying to tell their father, but they don't know the father knows about the dream of Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Qalu ya abana, these 10 said, oh, our father, malaka, what is wrong with you? La ta'amanna ala Yusuf, that you don't trust us with Yusuf. And we are, see how they lie. When people have a hidden agenda, people have a sinister motive. Wa inna lahu lanasihun, if you only understood the glory, beauty of the Arabic language. Wa inna lahu, and we are for him Yusuf, we say alayhi salam, lanasihun, surely we are very sincere advisors for him. We love him from the bottom of our heart, O Father. Let him come with us. We're going for a picnic. He also will enjoy. He's sitting here all the time by you. But the father knew that these people were jealous, and he knew that they might cause harm to beloved and handsome Joseph, handsome Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Suggestion to the father. Arsilhuma ana ghada, O beloved father, that send him with us, send Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, with us, ghada, in the future, tomorrow, next day. Yarta, that he will run around, and wayal'ab, he will enjoy himself, and he will play. Yarta, enjoy himself. Wayal'ab, he will play, and see again. Wa inna, before that, what they said? Wa inna lahu lanasihun, that surely we are his well-wishers. We love him. We will give him good advice. See here what they said. Wa inna lahu lahafidun, and surely we are the ones. We will guard him. We will protect him. We will look after him, O beloved father. What happens next? Tomorrow, inshallah. Yes, Sunday, Maulana Arafat and Junaid Morta, Zakaria, all will be on 3 o'clock. Allah Ta'ala reward them and their families for the great sacrifice. Let's take you around the world, news, views, and interviews. Both of them, characters, you see. One is King Charles, and he's chameleon. You know what he did? He was married to Diana, but behind all that, he was busy with his chameleon. So King Charles III was invited to France. Macron is under huge pressure. Millions and millions of people marching. And on Tuesday, the 28th, remember, there's going to be marches. It will go to 2-4 million people. He definitely has to fall. So King Charles was invited to France, but now everything is postponed. Both of them got humiliated. You see what's happening to BB, Benjamin there in Israel, Surah 5, verse 82. The Jutlas and the Hindus, the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers, are your worst enemies, Quran says. We never say every Jew or every Hindu. We tell you, just look at Israel and India, the unholy alliance. Now see how Modi is going to fall. Rahul Gandhi, remember the Gandhi family is a powerful family in India's history. He has been disqualified as an MP. So when he's disqualified as an MP, he can't stand for future elections unless all these charges are withdrawn. So this is now. So one side, you got the Congress and all the opposition parties that are protesting. Second, the leader, one of the senior leaders of the Sikhs, you must remember Amritpal Singh, they can't find him. They switched off the internet for 4 days, still they can't find him. So the Sikhs, and then you put the Congress, and you put the Muslims, and put all of them together, and the farmers who are disgruntled with BJP and Modi, the butcher of Gujarat. So why is Rahul Gandhi charged? They say he called Modi a crook and a thief and so forth. Now can you believe that? So that is what's happening there. You see the Attorney General in Egypt, in Israel. I nearly said Egypt because if you know Arabic, her name is Ghali. Ghali means expensive. So many names you will find, they are intertwined. That Hebrew and Arabic, Hebrew. So she warned Bibi, What you did is illegal. You're under investigation. So you can't pass a law in the Knesset and say that nobody can say you are unfit to lead and so forth. So she's also applying pressure. The generals are also protesting. The Jutlas and Zionists are also protesting. Today, it's Saturday, you will see 1 million people, 500,000 people will be marching in Israel. He's going to fall, inshallah. Russia, Putin, the big haram. He struck Sumi. Well done to you, Putin. You show them, give them a bloody nose. Whether it's America, whether it's NATO, whether it's Europe, and all of them, they have big, big summits. How can we finish Putin and Russia? The more they try, the more problems for them. You know, in Iran, there were big, big protests and marches and so forth. So now what they did, they released most of them. But they put that electric tags for them. You know, they put that on their leg and so forth. So now they're running out of electric tags. The Iranian regime, the Kuffar Shias there, they placed on more than 4,000 people the electric tags. Now look at this here, our neighbor Zimbabwe. Now there's a big shot politician and he's cutting deals with Dubai. He's cutting deals with UK and all that you will see it there in the news. And remember that gold every week is going out. And we're saying that Zimbabwe is a poor country. You see, when the top is rotten, the head is rotten, then the whole body and the tail gets rotten. So that's what's happening to Africa and so forth. European banks are falling. The German Deutsche Bank fell by almost 9%. They're trying to prop up all their banks, but more and more are falling. So that is the system of Allah. Trump says, come arrest me. And then there will be death and destruction in America if I am charged. He wants to sleep. He can't look after his rifle, this Trump, you know. So he then, if all these threats he make, Chad, Jed, call it whatever you want to, another African country, also characters. They nationalize the Savannah energy. So remember that the ExxonMobil and so forth, or Mobil, whatever you want to say, they and Savannah had a deal, and the government were not happy. They took it over and nationalized it. You see, these are all lot of things going on. Sisi, they're the Pharaoh of Egypt, the Firaun, wasting money on himself and his cronies and his army, and majority of the people of Egypt suffering. Where are the leaders of Egypt? The Ikhwan, the Muslim Brotherhood in jail. That is your so-called tinpot dictators and democracy. So you must remember that Bibi arrives there to make Sunak. So the one mask they made was a perfect one. Both of them, and they said, Bibi and Sunak both say, I love apartheid and how true it is. America say they fed up with Bibi, Netanyahu, Benjamin, but they're not fed up with Israel. So remember that in Brazil, 12 people were killed in a raid. In Syria, the American, one contractor was killed. So America goes inside and murders 8 people of Syria. Tunisia, the people want to run away from that hellhole. 35 of them missing, most probably drowned. They want to rush and go into Italy. My hometown, Heidelberg, said the news from there. I contacted my family members. I said, what's happening there? They said for 7 days to 10 days, no water in the locations, their rotunda, no water at all there in some places in town. Now, how do we function as a country when the basic services we can't give them? People need water, the energy, electricity problem, and then we have the crime problem. So imagine, make special dua during Ramadan. Allah, Jalla wa Ala, include us in His special mercy. وأدخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين. Chapter 7, verse 151. O beloved Allah, we admit, we confess, we are sinners, Ya Allah, but include us in Your special mercy. وأنت أرحم الراحمين. Whilst You, Ya Allah, You are the most merciful one to show mercy.
Someone says, Ustad, my husband travels approximately 200 kilometers a day. Is it permissible for him to fast to start?
You must remember that he must fast. It's compulsory upon him to fast. I know I used to travel from here to the studio in town, so it was 26 kilos, right? And then I used to come back, so 52 kilos. I used to be so exhausted, 200 kilos. Now you must tell me if I explained it to you right. Sehri time, suhoor time, he is there at home with you, with the wife and the children. Then after Fajr, then he goes to his work, 200 kilometers, right? He's going from here to Newcastle, 250 kilometers. So he's going from here to Falkirk, we'll say. So that's 200 kilometers. So, and then in the evening, he comes back. So for him, there's no concession. Why there's no concession? فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيدًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةُ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. When Sehri time is expiring and so forth, at that time you must already be a musafir, you must be out of your home boundary, the territory where you stay, that border boundary of that municipality, you must be out of that. Then only you become a musafir for fasting purposes and you receive the concession. Your husband is leaving after Fajr, after sunrise and so forth, and then coming back every day, so he must fast and it's compulsory upon him to fast.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that it's a teacher. I listen to you guys every morning. I'm a teacher from Chatsworth. Why in the Quran does Allah refer to himself as we? Ustad?
Very good question, brother, teacher, madam, they in Chatsworth. You see, when you study, you're a teacher, you know this, right? We have families in languages and linguistics. So you have one family, it's called the Semitic languages. So in the Semitic languages, you will find Arabic, then you will find Hebrew, you will find Syriac, you will find all these languages, Yiddish and so forth and so on. So when you study Semitic languages, you will find that for respect's sake, as a symbol of respect and reverence, then you find that the plural is used. See, my brother teacher, I give you two examples. I'm sure from the two, you will understand one. I'm a shopkeeper, for example. The Afrikaner, you understand, that Mr. Jacko comes to my shop. And he's an elderly person. So I will tell him, can ek for e-help. We use the word E for respect's sake. You know, you, E, connect for E help. And a small lighty comes 3, 4, 5 years old. So I'll ask him, connect your help. So why the difference? One is for respect and the other one is just because he's a young person, very young. In Urdu, you say, Tumku kya chahiye? What do you want? And then when he's a person, he's respectable, elderly, you say, Aapku kya chahiye? So you will find all this in linguistics. So Almighty Allah is using, my brother teacher, the royal pronoun. What we call it? Royal pronoun. Why? To stamp his majesty, to stamp his authority. Now I'm posing these questions to you. Who makes the sun rise? Who makes the sunset? Who gives life? Who gives death? So wherever it's only Almighty Allah, his absolute power, majesty, sovereignty, authority, he will use the royal pronoun. Inna nahnu nuhyi wa numit. Surely we are the ones who give life. Surely we are the only ones who give death. Who can give life? Who can give death? Nobody besides him, my brother teacher. So that is the great miracle of the noble Quran. Wherever Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun we, he is stamping his majesty and authority.
I've got a sister Olivia. She says, AK, it's Olivia here. Why is Johannesburg still the same? Even after the DA took it over, didn't they say they would restore its honor within a year? Olivia, Ustad.
My sister Olivia, this much you should understand about South Africa. Any group, any party runs the country. Nowadays, they're not winning with the absolute majority. So I am no spokesperson for the ANC or for the DA or EFF or Jama'ah, or it can be Garam Masala Party. If you don't understand Garam Masala Party, it means hot spice party. One day when I open my party, I'll call it Garam Masala. So anyway, my sister, that's just on a lighter note. So anyway, my sister, this all coalition. So when you have a coalition, you have to look at other people and so forth. Otherwise, the coalition will just collapse. That's what you see is happening today. end of the day, Olivia, we need to be honest to ourselves. Whether it's Muslim, non-Muslim, Jew, Christian, Hindu, whatever, 80%, 90% of the politicians are corrupt and crooked people. Remember that. They're all in there, 80, 90%, just to fill their pockets and very little to do for service delivery and so forth. So I just gave you my hometown, Heidelberg. 7 days, 10 days, they don't have water. How can you survive like that? You must remember this. And this is for the poorest of the poor. So imagine, my sister, you speak of Johannesburg and so forth, so which is the hub of the South African economy, but you see, go and see it. I feel ashamed to go. I don't go that part of the world. You must remember, when I see the dirt and I see the corruption and the robots not working, rather we sit quietly here and we better off, my sister, all of you.
Listen to this question. The brother says, I totally forgot I was fasting yesterday. So me and my wife, we were intimate after Salatul Jummah. Allah is the most merciful. Remember, we didn't know, Ustad.
Yeah, you didn't know. I must remember that. So now, after the Jummah, you want to make some beetroot business. So you must remember this. And both of you forgot. That's ajib. Ada shayun ajib. So this is the masla. So you must remember that. One qada after Eid. And thereafter, 60 fast. You must keep 60 fast as a kafara. And you, your wife, must keep 60 fast as a kafara and consecutively. She gets her menses and so forth. So you must remember, then she will just continue after that. So all this, that, no, we forgot, and us, and all that is a fairy tale story. We don't buy it. We work on the prima facie evidence. And remember, don't look for loopholes. Allah is ghafoor. Rahim, Allah is Jabbar, Allah is Kahar, Allah is Shadidul Iqab. So that is Allah. Don't play with Sharia, brother. So you must do your hanky-panky business at night. Not daytime, you get so hot after you ate kajur and dates and just start firing up. Trump and Dunn don't look after their rifle. What, you not looking after your rifle? So you, my brother, that make tawbah and one qada after Eid and 60 consecutive fasts. Compulsory. Don't go look for loopholes.
I've got Gideon. He says, are you doing well, AK? You sound like you got a flu. Are you sick, Ustad?
I'm not sick. We're very happy. The BB and you Jutlas are getting a good threshing day in Israel. The whole world is against him, BB. Wherever he goes, he's humiliated and disgraced because he's a big harami. Gideon say, BB is a harami. And Israel is a harami regime. It's an apartheid regime, a terrorist regime, stealing more and more land, the land thieves, the land grab, and occupation of somebody's territory is terrorism. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. We are 100% well, and we are happy that Macron is going to fall, BB is going to fall, and inshallah Modi will fall. One guy told me yesterday, he said, AK, I'm listening to you. You know what you tell us? For real, it happens like that after 3 months, 6 months. I say, keep on listening, brother.
Subhanallah, can we perform our witr salah immediately after our fard salah and thereafter ready for our tarawih, Ustad?
Yes, 100%. After your Isha salat, is best to read 20 rakats tarawih and then you read witr. But I see yesterday I received this question from three different ladies, it seems. So these ladies say they want to read Isha. Thereafter, they want to read their two sunnat muakkada, and then they want to read witr. And they gave a reason. They said that, you know, sometime our huzu break and so forth and so forth. So rather we know Isha is done, the sunnat muakkada is done, and the witr is done. Then witr, our tarawih, we will read. Not that we know no read, we will read, but we can then go make huzu, all this. So 100% permissible, there's no problem with that. Although, I'm repeating, it's better that witr in Ramadan be read after tarawih. But if you read it before tarawih, after your Isha, totally permissible. According to all schools, there's no problem with it.
Anthony says, who is Leon Trotsky? Why is he considered a traitor by many Russians. Ustad.
So you must remember, my brother, when you study Russian history, so it's all cloak and dagger business, you must remember. If you did not agree with the Communist Party at that time, you were considered a person who committed high treason. You were considered a person who's a spy and a traitor. So any person who went against Lenin, anyone who went against them, and so forth, you go read Russian history and you will find that they would persecute them, they will execute them, and it will continue like that. Putin, if you know anything of Putin, I've been to Moscow, I've been to St. Petersburg, you just have to interact with some people and they'll tell you, if you don't vote for him and so forth, he goes to the chief. And it's a tribal mentality there also. He'll tell the chief, you better get all your guys to vote for me, otherwise there will be difficulties for you. They won't say what, but there'll be difficulties. But we still like him when he takes on the Americans and NATO and Europe and Israel and so forth, and the Muslim countries, so-called Muslim, whatever you want to call them. Turkey is moving more towards Russia. Iran is moving more towards Russia. Saudi Arabia is moving more towards Russia. That's the new bloc, and India must be included as well, although they're not Muslim country majority, the Hindu obviously. So they're all moving in that direction. So that is the new bloc that is going to become very, very powerful.
So Ustad, the listener says, Mufti Sahib, what is the difference of Quran printed in Morocco and Saudi Arabia, Ustad?
Remember that what you will see is, let me give you a quick story. If you open the Quran Sharif that you find in the Haramain Sharifain and all of Saudi basically, so open the last page, you will see there وَقَدْ كَتَّبَهُ Al-Khattat Usman Taha. So the calligrapher, he's Usman Taha, his full name is Usman Hussein Taha. He hails from Aleppo, Halab in Syria. He's there 45, 47 years now plus minus. I met him twice. He wrote my name, and second time he wrote my wife's name. So the 10 times he wrote the Quran, bi yadihi ash-sharifa, with his Mubarak blessed hand. No computer and type, with his own hand he did. And remember, I just admired his calligraphy and so forth. So when you go to Morocco, you go other, you will find that the Khattat, the calligrapher there, is slightly, he may be right, little bit different. But all of them in the Arab countries, you will see that is written Al-Mushafu Sharif or Al-Quran Al-Kareem Bir-Rasmil Uthmani. You will see it stemmed there also. So what they mean by this, in time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif was by heart by many people. And the Quran Sharif was written, but not on paper. Some of it on paper, some of it on leather, some of it on bone, whatever they could find that is pak and tahir and clean. So thereafter, in time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, his name, the first successor of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, remember he told the people, that the people in charge like Zaid bin Thabit and them, write the entire Quran Sharif on paper. So that is why in Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's time, the Quran Sharif was known as Mushaf. Everything on the scrolls and paper. But still it was not in a proper book form. In time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, then Islam was spreading at a rapid pace. People were arguing, my recitation is correct and yours is incorrect. So people, senior Sahaba and others came, said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Usman, you better intervene. So he summoned Zaid bin Thabit and told him, write down the entire Quran Sharif according to the Quraysh dialect. And that is what happened. And then it took the form of a book and so forth. So that is what you will see. Slight difference. I went to Iran, and in Tehran, somebody brought the gift for me. So I was amazed, you know. They are not Arabs. And I still have it by me. And when I went to the room, I took my wife, sit there in the corner, and I sit this side. I opened it, I say, maybe it's a bomb or something. She mustn't get hurt, you know. When I opened it, it's a beautiful Quran. And this Turks are the best also, you must remember, in the world. And there's Iranians also. Even Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi commented on this. Masters in calligraphy, Arabic calligraphy. So sometimes in the calligraphy, you will find some differences, but it all belongs to the Quraysh dialect.
Mason says, I find it very strange that you guys don't allow non-Muslims in Saudi Arabia, especially in Makkah. He says, how was Malcolm X received in Saudi Arabia? Your answer, AK, Ustad.
Malcolm X thought that, remember, Islam is a racist religion, but he embraced Islam, and when he saw the kaleidoscope of colors there, then he was 100% convinced. You must remember that what has happened is that they said that now it's fine, I'm a Muslim, I will propagate Islam, and so forth. So you, my brother Mason, you must not give half stories and half truths. You see, you're trying to influence the listeners with your lies and propaganda. I pose to you 2-3 questions. I want to go to Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay. You, Mason, you want to go. Will the American regime of Biden, of Trump, and all of them, George W. Bush, whole lot of them war criminals, will they allow you there? I'm asking you. So why you don't allow? You're supposed to be democracy. You're supposed to be human rights. Yesterday in Canada, Ottawa, Biden gives a big speech and we want human rights. We want rights for every human being. So if I was there, Biden, where's the rights for our Gota people in Guantanamo Bay? Where's the rights for my sister, Dr. Afia? Where's the rights for the Palestinian people who you are supporting? You hate Bibi, but you love Israel. You yourself said you're a Zionist, you're Harami. So you want to come and tell me any person can go into Guantanamo Bay? So you answer that first, and then you can worry about Makkah.
One more question, Ustad. It says, do you know what happened to Saddam Hussein's children after he was overthrown? Anonymous, Ustad?
Yes, you must remember Saddam, President Saddam Hussein, rahimahumullah, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. He died a Sunni, and he was executed, persecuted by the Kuffar, Shias, and the Americans. Muqtada Sadr was there, and he was reading La ilaha illallah. Before he could complete Muhammadur Rasulullah, then they executed him. They said they're giving the Muslims an Eid present, Eidul Adha. I remember we were in Hajj that time there. So remember, when the day comes, we will hang Bush and Blair and them and give them a Christmas present. So what happens to his sons, Uday and all of them? They executed them. What else are they going to do? So you must remember this. This is the plot and the plan of the Americans. You don't see what NATO America did to Gaddafi and his children and all of them. So in Reagan's time, they murdered already one child of Gaddafi. Go read. It's all your people's work, all this. The biggest terrorists, America, Israel, and all of you. So you must be very clear on this here. The best country as far as economy, security, the best water irrigation in the whole world, Gaddafi had. Go see what you all did today. During Saddam's time, he committed crimes. We don't say no. But compare Iraq. That time, I went to Iraq during Saddam's time. And see Iraq today. Both of them a disaster. Because of your doing. And you must be held account for this. Remember? So you white hegemony, you're the last people to speak. You are the biggest terrorist. May Almighty Allah give us understanding. Okay, quick announcement. The 2 to 4 today will be live Q&A, inshallah. And it will be on Merkaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International. And on, inshallah, Sirius FM between 2 to 4 with Suleiman Esop. Barak Allah fiqh, jazakallah khair, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.